This is a work of fiction, and the views expressed herein are the sole responsibility of the author. Likewise, certain characters, places, and coincidences are the product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is entirely coincidental. All rights have been reserved, except for the brief quotations in a review. This book and podcast or any part thereof may not be reproduced, stored in or introduced into a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher.
You're listening to Time Traveler's Digest, the podcast. This podcast is based on a speculative fiction novel that explores time travel through an Afrocentric lens. Experience how stories break traditional storytelling boundaries as we journey through different time periods, from ancient civilizations to the future. Within this collection lies a fresh chapter in an illustrious literary legacy, beckoning readers to embark on a mesmerizing odyssey through time and space that pays homage to bygone eras while envisioning a future shaped by the indomitable human spirit. The novel unveils the profound ability of storytelling to intertwine the past, present, and future, fostering inspiration within successive generations. The settings, from the grandeur of ancient Alexandria to the mysterious allure of hidden temples, are meticulously crafted. The heart of Time Traveler's Digest lies in its story, a tale of adventure, discovery, and the boundless possibilities of time. This obscure, first-of-its-kind literary and multimedia experience presents a captivating exploration of the repercussions stemming from the erosion of knowledge and the extraordinary measures individuals are willing to undertake to safeguard it. Let it serve as a powerful reminder of the vital importance of libraries and other sources of knowledge, urging us to wholeheartedly protect them for the betterment of our not-so-distant future. In addition to this podcast, the novel, Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. For new enticing visuals, podcast episodes, the illustrated magazine companion, merchandise, and more, visit timetraverslsdigest.com. Are you ready to explore the vibrant world, its diverse characters, and experience their adventures?
The star of our story, Earth, is captured in the twilight of the setting sun. With a gentle palette of celestial purples and oranges stretching across the horizon, as if painted by an invisible divine hand. Ethereal tendrils of light flow across the planet's surface, the rainbow of shades and hues enhancing the beauty of what was. Within the expansive and endless blue ocean waters, an entire world of bioluminescent organisms come to life after dark, emitting a mesmerizing and dazzling display of light. With their radiant and vibrant colors, these creatures mimic the sparkle and wonder of the vast universe above, creating a truly awe-inspiring sight to behold. It's an experience that leaves an indelible impression on those who are fortunate enough to witness it. In the fluttering of their leaves, verdant forests, untamed and luxuriant, wash like waves across enormous continents, telling tales of ancient mysteries and primeval origins. Imagine a magnificent phoenix-like metropolis of sparkling silver and translucent crystal erupting from the forest. Structures pierce the sky, a spectacular display of human achievement and defiance of natural rules. The streets are alive, with sophisticated cars gliding fluidly through the city's arteries and holographic billboards painting brilliant stories in the air. The inhabitants, a mix of organic and artificial life forms, move to the beat of an orchestrated symphony, each playing their part in the grand story of human survival. Their expressions reflect the dichotomy of their existence, admiration for their own inventiveness, and a subtle regret for the innocence lost in the chase of advancement. Shifting upward into the sky, streaked with intergalactic vehicle contrails, we transport ourselves, and imagine a portrayal of a society teetering on the verge of its own creation, balancing its eternal goals against the painful reminder of its own mortality. Earth is among the boundless expanses of the cosmos, a gem embellishing the fabric of space-time, cradling humanity's evolving narrative. The cosmic stage has been set. Our story is about to begin. A queen from the year 36069 BC by the name of Amra-Set. She was a queen by virtue and the esteem she had gained from her people, not by virtue of her birth. Both abundance and harmony marked Amra-Set's reign, and she shined brightly with her intelligence and sagacity. She was more than just the leader of her people. She was also their protector, a shepherd leading her flock through the maze of life. She initially discovered the mysteries of time travel in Atlantis, the epicenter of a highly developed civilization. Atlantis was a city of unfathomable wisdom and beauty, where magic and science coexisted in perfect harmony. The city itself was an amazing mosaic of light and crystal, representing the amazing development and wisdom of its people. The only person who could have taught Amra-Set was Thoth, the Atlantean keeper of knowledge and the arts. As an exalted master who had left the corporeal sphere, Thoth was a figure of tremendous mystery and intrigue. According to legend, he held both eons worth of wisdom and the secrets of the cosmos. They investigated the enigmas of the cosmos, of time and space, of existence, and of consciousness together. Amra-Set learned the fundamentals of quantum physics and the craft of subatomic reality, bending through Thoth's instruction. She mastered the art of threading her consciousness through the fabric of existence by bending the threads of space-time. She became a time traveler as a result of her capacity to transcend the physical plane and travel outside the boundaries of linear time. She was able to travel through the rivers of time, stopping at former eras and potential futures, according to Thoth's teachings. Time was now her domain, a huge learning environment where she might discover new things and lead her culture toward enlightenment. Queen Amra-Set of 36069 BC underwent a transformation during her trip from a regular mortal to a timeless traveler who served as a sentinel for humanity's history, present, and future. Her journey intertwined with the threads of innumerable histories, and with Thoth's help, she rose to become a guardian of time itself, leaving an enduring legacy. Her era's restrictions had no longer bound her. She was an important piece in the larger picture of human existence, a time traveler and a creator of fate. Later, in 36096 BC, Amra-Set, the old matriarch of Kemet, firmly maintained her stance amidst the madness of the planet's growth. Her skin was like the fertile soil of the Nile. She told her people,
"Our Mother Earth aches because we have started to stray from the natural ways."
And her eyes were filled with an intensely potent mixture of desperation and determination as she spoke those words. The wise words of Amra-Set began to fade away as time continued to move forward, carrying humanity's story to the next epoch, where another influential voice would emerge. In the year 9090 BC, the high priestess Amra-Set of Sumer echoed the same lament. Her hands were decorated with raw gold and lapis lazuli from the river. She proclaimed, with her eyes reflecting the ever-changing landscape of the Euphrates, that
"We have turned a blind eye to the suffering of Gaia, and in doing so, we have caused injury to our own mothers."
As the stirring words of the high priestess Amra-Set were being buried in the sand of the riverbed, a wind with a hushed voice carried them into the future and onto a throne in the very center of Nubia. In the year 48 BC, Queen Amra-Set of Nubia nodded her head in agreement, her regal countenance becoming increasingly burdened with sadness. She thought to herself as her fingers ran over the weathered stone of her ancient throne.
"If our legacy is a desolate world, then our grandeur will become a hollow shell. Our ancestors are suffering because we now place a higher value on material wealth than on ageless wisdom."
The profound knowledge that Queen Amra Set had regarding material wealth and ageless wisdom floated down the Nile and made its way through the sands of time in the direction of the Golden Kingdom of Sheba. In the year 2023 AD, the wise and renowned Queen of Sheba, Amra Set, found herself in a precarious situation. Even though her kingdom was covered in gold, she was in excruciating pain. She questioned herself,
"Why do our mothers hurt? Because we took advantage of their generosity, displacing their tune of harmony with the cacophony of our whims. Why the hell do we now sit by complicit, allowing these devils to murder our sons?"
The mournful reflections of Queen Amra Set resounded into the ether, vibrating along the threads of time and finally coming to rest on the neon streets of Egypt in the middle of the 21st century. In the year 2040 AD, the sprawling neon-lit metropolis reverberated with the sound of the voice of Ad Astra, the reincarnation of the forgotten Atlantean queen and companion to Thoth.
"Our mothers are hurting because we've traded life's intricate balance for the illusion of dominance. Our mothers suffer because we've drowned their stories and pleas for justice in the cacophony of our machines."
Her eyes reflecting the artificially lit Nile, Ad Astra's stern declaration reverberated throughout the night, the artificial lights of her city pulsing with the heartbeat of humanity's story, which was now shifting itself towards the shores of ancient Phoenicia. In the year 2042 AD, Princess Amra Set of Phoenicia sighed mournfully as she sat on the recycled materials that comprised her throne.
"Our mothers suffer because we've drowned their wise whispers in the cacophony of our machines,"
she admitted as she looked at her thriving, technology-filled harbor with a heavy heart. The confession of Queen Amra Set, which was full of the mournful hum of machines, propelled forward in time, touching the heart of a queen who ruled over a planet that had undergone significant changes. The wind picked up the Minoan queen's wailing and carried it across a shifting landscape before resting it on the imperial throne of a planet that was one in every way. In the year 2070 AD, the Minoan queen ruled over a significantly altered world. She expressed her sorrow and a sense of loss by saying,
"We've forgotten the sacred rhythm of life. Our missteps are taking us further from our origins."
While her eyes were filled with regret,
"This is why it hurts our mothers."
Amra Set, the Queen of Terror, the United Earth, in the year 2222 AD, echoed their sentiment as she sat atop the biotech throne she had constructed for herself.
"We've presumed ownership over what should have been cherished and preserved,"
she confessed. And the more she spoke, the heavier her advanced armor felt.
"Our mothers have to bear the burden of our misplaced pride."
A sobering testament for the High Priestess amid a devastated world was left by Queen Amra Set's heavy words, which were heavy with regret. These words were dispersed into the data streams of the future. And finally, we arrive on the new Tiamat, a land ecologically devastated by the carelessness and apathy of a human society that loves consumerism, is driven by ego, and makes decisions as a result of systemic oppression and hate, causing the Earth to suffer. The consequences of our actions have led to the destruction of nature, the depletion of resources, and the loss of countless species. The once vibrant and thriving planet has now become a barren wasteland, a stark reminder of our arrogance and disregard for the delicate balance of life. Queen Amra Set's words serve as a wake-up call, a reminder that our pride and selfishness have dire consequences. We must bear the burden of our misplaced priorities and take responsibility for the devastation we have caused. Grief overcame the High Priestess in the year 3000, when the world had reached an ecological disaster point. She murmured to the wind,
"Our mothers hurt because we've lost our awe for their offerings."
As she stood there,
"We mistook their strength for invulnerability, and as a result, our shared home turned into an uninhabitable landscape."
And as the High Priestess Amra Set whispered her anguish into the wind, her words vanished into the ether, but not before leaving behind a spectral echo that served as a final warning to the people who would inhabit the future of Earth. The maternal line, which also includes those who gave life and nurtured it, went through difficult times throughout all of human history. This was a consistent theme, a eulogy for what had been lost, as well as an impassioned call to be remembered. Queen Amraset's travels are woven together and paint a vibrant picture of humanity's path. Earth, the star of our story, and the impacts of our decisions from the very beginnings of our species to the far-off future.
Attention time-traveling enthusiasts, I am your new host, Amara Eden, a traveler of time from a small town near Alexandria, Egypt. I arrived from the past and have been asked by my instructor, Demetrius Thotmuse, known as Demetrius the Wise, to take you on a mission to an Afrocentric-themed time travel adventure. Written and produced by Damian Lamar Robinson, Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, includes a collection of time travel stories, academic deep dives, and poetic musings. Join me on this exciting time travel adventure and let your imagination run wild. This first of its kind obscure time travel book isn't just about hopping between the past, present, and future. Oh no, it's a profound quest to safeguard the wisdom of old, an endeavor that underscores the significance of equilibrium and unity. In this whirlwind of time-twisting stories, you'll come face to face with humanity's will and plight to craft tomorrow and the role of time travel in offering redemption and an opportunity to influence the course of history. Now, here's where it gets exciting. Because you listened this far, that's right. You, my fellow time traveler, will get a hands-on preview of the digital experience. Head over to our website at timetravelersdigest.com/preview. There, you will have an opportunity to read 5 previously released, newly edited time travel adventures, as well as 4 brand new, never-before-told short stories handcrafted by the author. We realize these chapter outtakes and the podcast episodes are like peeking through a keyhole. You'll get an idea, but the full picture? It's waiting for you inside the novel. Okay, now, it's your turn to learn the basics of time travel. Head over to timetravelersdigest.com/preview, then enter the phrase Alexandria in all caps, then explore. Leave us a breadcrumb by way of a comment or a reaction to our stories to let us know you were there. Okay, until next time, thank you for listening. The appreciation is mutual. We recognize your interest in time. Keep wondering and investigating until we meet again. And always keep in mind that time waits for only great stories. Stay tuned and safe travels, my adventurers. Your new time travel guide and yours in time, Amara Eden of Alexandria.